Then let's take another look at the State of the Union, the East-West Union with this soft power bias. How is the soft power exchange between these two roommates? Are there songs in English that have become hits in China? For sure. How about movies? Well, there are so many that China has had to limit the number of Hollywood movies imported in the country so that local films can even have a chance at success. What about the flip side of that? The Chinese songs that have hit in the West? Well, yeah. And movies. Well, there was Crouching Tiger. That was 13 years ago. And, well, I think there's a bit of an imbalance here. And I think it's a soft power deficit, let's call it that, when we look in this direction. That is to say, the West influences the East more than vice versa. And forgive me for using the East and West kind of loosely, but I think it's a lot easier to say this than, you know, the English-speaking language or the Asian-speaking language or the Chinese, or getting into specifics. I think I'm making generalizations, and I hope you can go with me on this. And is this intrinsically a problem, this imbalance in pop cultural influence? And I think so. I think in any healthy relationship or friendship or marriage, isn't it important for both sides to make an effort to understand the other, and that this exchange needs to have a healthy balance? And how do we address this? As an ambassador for Chinese pop music and movies, I have to ask myself the question, why does this deficit exist? Is it because Chinese music just is lame? And don't answer that, please. Yeah, I can just see someone being like, stop complaining and write a hit song. Psy did it. You know? But actually, there's truth in that. And the argument being that the content we've created just isn't as internationally competitive.